This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's a number you hear quite often in discussions about presidential politics this year, $100 million. Presidential candidates say that's how much they need to raise in the next year to be a serious contender in 2008. $100 million. That's about $2 million a week, or about $275,000 a day. The race for money is underway. But the actual business of fundraising happens far away from the microphones. NPR's Peter Overby has been looking into that. He covers campaign finance for us, and he's with me now in the studio. Peter, just why is this campaign going to be so expensive?
One basic reason, Michelle, they moved up the primary calendar. Some of the biggest states now have the earliest primaries, and that has accelerated everything.
So if there's need for more money, how's the fundraising actually going at this point?
We don't know yet because campaign reports haven't yet been filed by the committees. But I can tell you what is going on right now is all the campaigns are building their fundraising networks. You're going to have direct mail, as always. Internet fundraising is going to be very important again, just like it was in 2004. But still, the greatest number of dollars is going to come from networks of big donors that are put together by plugged-in fundraisers.
A practice known as bundling. Peter, I understand that you were just in New Jersey to report a story for us, and you spent some time talking with people who are in one of those networks. What did you find out?
Well, I got a sense of what it's like to be the object of political lust, and I did a piece about this. It's looking at a quiet but influential group of New Jersey Democrats. They just call themselves the group. Some of them have voter blocks that they mobilize, but mainly what they do right now is raise money. They started out interested in Mark Warner, the former governor of Virginia. There was a reception for him last June in North Jersey, and it raised $250,000. But then Warner decided not to run. The group decided to hang together, and pretty quickly other candidates came calling on them. Now, one member of the group is Michael Kempner. He's president of the PR firm that held the reception for Warner. And I got to his office late in the day. You look out the office window, and what you see is a panoramic view of the Manhattan skyline.
You get exit 16W, which is perfect, right? Yeah. You get an oil tank. You get all these highways. So this is actually this microcosm of New Jersey right here, what people think about New Jersey. You
know? We sat down to talk. By now, the group has met with everyone except Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
We've had private lunches, private dinners, in some cases lunches and dinners, been to their homes.
Nobody in the group is a political novice, but Kempner said everyone's a bit surprised by the entree the candidates are giving.
They've been welcoming and generous with their time and, frankly, very grateful.
Grateful because the group and others in New Jersey can tap into a lot of money. The Garden State sent more than $15 million to presidential candidates for 2004.
The candidates love to leak to the press which fundraiser they just signed up, because there is no more important badge of honor right now than being able to attract some of the most important finance people in the country.
For all the money this group is poised to raise, none of them claims to be in that category, especially not Merrill Frank. I went to see her in Highland Park. It's a commuter town where she's the mayor. She has ties to different ethnic and cultural communities and turns to them for votes and for small-dollar donations, the $50 variety, and that makes her different from the men in the group.
My friends have Rolodexes that they can access with people who will give enormous sums of money. But I raise money in small donations, and what that means is I have to go out and inspire people. And so I've got to believe.
So when the group sits down with a candidate, Merrill Frank often starts things off.
The men in my group say, Merrill, you ask first. My question is the same for all of them, and that is, you're in New Jersey now. Nobody believes in anything. They see politicians indicted every other week. We're asking people to believe in you. You need to inspire us. You need to tell us who you are. What's your story? What do you care about?
She says this never gets a quick answer, and occasionally a candidate simply flubs it. The third group member I talked to is Zenon Christodoulou, the president of the Greek-American Chamber of Commerce. He also owns a printing and design business and a diner.
Take care. I will.
We met at a different diner, the Windsor, just off the Garden State Parkway. Christodoulou said his people already want to know what's going on in the presidential race.
I get no less than 10 calls a day. I mean, people call every day, different people, saying, who are we going with? What are we doing?
I asked him who these people are and how he builds his network.
One way is people who have a lot of business contacts on whatever way, the golf course or the boardroom.
But that's a smaller group than this one.
People I know socially, people who trust my opinion.
Now, I've been talking about Democrats here, but it's the same over on the Republican side. Jack Oliver was chief fundraiser for the 2000 Bush campaign. He also helped run the finance operation for 2004. He says the key thing is to provide entry points for donors at all levels.
Encourage them, tell them what's going on in the campaign, make sure they know what's happening, communicate to them about, you know, debates, polling. People want to be involved. It's like following a sports team.
Peter Overby is still here in the studio with me. Peter, you forgot to mention one thing. Who is this group going to back?
Well, I didn't say it because they haven't decided yet. They thought they were going to decide a couple weeks ago. They were close. They didn't quite get there. Now they think they might have something to say this week. We'll see.
That was NPR's Peter Overby. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Michelle.